Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula. Chapter 8, Scene 2, The Name-Giving Ceremony of Krishna and Balaram. When Garga Muni was so eagerly requested by Nanda Maharaj, he performed the name-giving ceremony as secretly as possible in the cowshed of Nanda Maharaj. Garga Muni informed Nanda that Balaram, the son of Rohini, would be very pleasing to his family members and relatives, and therefore would be called Rama. And in the future, the son of Rohini would be extraordinarily strong, and therefore would be called Balaram. Garga Muni then said further, because your family and the family of the Yadus are so intimately connected and attractive, the son of Rohini will also be known as Sankarsana. This means that Garga Muni awarded three names to the son of Rohini: Balaram, Sankarsana, Baladeva. But Garga Muni carefully did not disclose the fact that Balaram also appeared in the womb of Devaki and was subsequently transferred to the womb of Rohini. Therefore, Krishna and Balaram are real brothers, being originally sons of Devaki. Garga Muni then informed Nanda Maharaj, now as far as the other boy is concerned, this child has taken bodily complexions in different yugas. First of all, he assumed the color white. Then he assumed the color red. Then the color yellow. And now he has assumed the color black. And besides that, he was formerly the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, his name should be Vasudeva as well as Krishna. Some people will call him Krishna, and some will call him Vasudeva. But one thing you must know, this son of yours has had many, many other names and activities due to his different pastimes. Garga Muni gave Nanda Maharaj a further hint that his son will also be called Giridhari because of his uncommon pastimes of lifting Govardhan Hill. Since Garga Muni could understand everything, past and future, Garga Muni then said, I know everything about your child's activities and name, but others do not know. This child will be very pleasing to all the cowherder men and cows. Being very popular in Vrindavan, he will be the cause of all good fortune for you. And because of his presence, you will overcome all kinds of material calamities despite opposing elements. So my dear King of Vraja, in his previous birth, this child many times protected righteous persons from the hands of rogues and thieves whenever there was political disruption. And your child is so powerful that anyone who will become a devotee of your boy will never be troubled by enemies. Just as demigods are always protected by Lord Vishnu, so devotees of your child will always be protected by Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. This child will grow in power, beauty, opulence, in everything, just on the level of Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, I would advise that you protect him very carefully, so that he may grow without disturbance. Garga Muni further informed Nanda Maharaj that because Nanda himself was a great devotee of Narayan, Lord Narayan gave a son to Nanda who is equal to him. At the same time, Garga Muni indicated, "Your son will be disturbed by so many demons, so be careful and protect him." In this way, Garga Muni convinced Nanda Maharaja that Narayana himself had become Nanda's son. And after giving this information, Garga Muni returned home. Nanda Maharaj began to think of himself as the most fortunate person and was very satisfied to be benedicted in this way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.